Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, Abby, it is time for you old gossip.
Yeah, she's been called a lover, an advisor, a betrayer. But who was La Malinche really? Was she the woman who helped shape the fate of Mexico? Or is she history's most infamous backstabber?
Hear ye, hear ye. Come forth, all Instagram baddies and crypto bros, for the most salacious gossip in the whole village.
Abby's done the work to bring you
the old gossip.
You ever notice how history treats women sort of like they're on Yelp? Like, seriously, Cleopatra, 2 stars, slept with Caesar. Helen of Troy, 3 stars, too pretty, caused traffic issues in Greece. And here's La Malinche, which I'm having a really hard time pronouncing, so please give me some grace. I'm very white this morning. She's kind of the original, it's complicated, relationship status. Now, for those of you who fell asleep in history class or were on your phone Googling if your teacher was single, La Malinche was this Nahual woman in the 1500s in Mexico, and she got sold into slavery, but somehow ends up with Hernan Cortes. He's most famous and most infamous for leading the expedition that caused the fall of the Aztec Empire in what is now Mexico. So suddenly now, she's his translator, his advisor, and rumored girlfriend. Basically, the LinkedIn trifecta. Languages, consulting, and romantic services. Now, here's the thing. Depending on who you ask, she's either A genius strategist who helped shape the future of Mexico, or she is the ultimate backstabber, like if Benedict Arnold downloaded Duolingo. Now, the Aztecs called her a traitor, but think about her options. She's standing there like, okay, I can either help the dude with the horses and guns, or I can stick with the people who literally just sold me into slavery. Tough call. And Cortez, he's lucky that she was just multilingual, because imagine if she wasn't. They would be like, conquistador shows up. We claim this land for Spain. And the locals are like, we don't understand what you're saying, bro. We're going to need a translator here. And Malinche is just standing there like, sorry, dude, your Duolingo streak has expired. But she wasn't just a translator. Oh, no. She was out here whispering in Cortez's ear like a reality show producer. Psst, that guy, he secretly hates Montezuma. You need to stir the pot. But now here's the lover part. Cortez and Malinche had a son together. His name was Martin, which in a way makes her the literal mother of modern Mexico. And yet people still call her a word that I cannot say on the radio, but it's Spanish for a nickname you do not want to be called. It loosely translates to, she got a lot, wink, wink.
She got a lot?
She got a lot, wink, wink. She got screwed a lot.
She's a sleuth?
She's a slew.
No, okay. She's at range.
She's got range. Which was pretty rough. But here's the twist. Modern feminists are like, hold up. Maybe she wasn't a traitor to her own people. Maybe she was just surviving. She's just a girl. Which makes sense because honestly, if I were in her shoes, I too would pick the guy with armor and horses over the people who were disposing me like a used tissue. So was she a lover, an advisor, or a betrayer? We don't really know. Maybe she's all three. Maybe she's the original multitasker. Maybe she's the reason Mexico speaks Spanish today. Or maybe she's just the first woman in history to have her situationship get wildly out of hand. Either way, I think we can all agree she deserves better than being history's 1-star Yelp review.
Well played.
Life has always been dramatic, man. It has nothing to do with social media.
Nothing. There's always been drama. There's always been gossip. There's always been rumor. There's always been S.
For sure.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.